Okay, what I want you to do today is we're going to do some debugging. And then hopefully we're going to also look at the guessing game. So click on that first program that says debug one, and you get the white screen of death, okay? If you do a view page source, you see the code that goes with it. Now again, notice the structure of the program. When I get the script, the first thing I do is I define my variables. Then the second thing I do is I take in data with prompts. And then I start to do the processing. So housekeeping really is kind of setting up the variables. Then I take in the data with the prompts. And then I end up doing a calculation. I wrote something out. Then I did an if statement. And at the bottom of the if statement, I wrote things out. Okay, but I made a lot of mistakes. So your job is to debug this program. So I would suggest that you work with people next to you or move so that you are sitting next to somebody. If you'd like to do it together, I think it makes sense to work on it together. You three can work on it together or somebody can go over there, whatever you want to do. But I think that it's the kind of thing that it may be good to talk it over with somebody. So start working on this and seeing if you can find the errors. Now, if you bring it up in Firefox, you can go into Tools, Web Developer, Web Console. And you can do something similar in all the other browsers. Just look for tools and there'll be something that can give you some hints. So if you bring up Web Console, it should give you some hints, but it doesn't seem to be. Okay. I guess it thinks it's so hopeless it's given up. Original, only that's what I was thinking. It probably was not the right place to bring it up. Okay, so that's right. It's only on the regular page. It's not on that. This says over here, that number gives you kind of a clue that there's something around 14, 13, that there'll be something wrong there, so that gives you a clue. Syntax error, undetermined, regular expression, literal, that kind of gives you a clue too. And that's on about line 14, so if I come back here and look at around line 14, you know, I will be able to see some stuff. And if you look at line 14, they already did on that side, so we're all set. Thank you. If you look at where line 14 is, you ought to be able to see one of the errors pretty clearly there. Var total do, and then I have a slash. You would probably be better to go over and sit over here because I said it would be better to talk to somebody for what we're doing.
Oh, okay.
And he is sitting alone, and so if you go over there, then...
Oh, over here?
No, right here. With this, and that gives you two people to talk it over. Okay. So you're finding the logic error, which what he didn't expect. I was telling you to clean up the others, get a run in the men's spot, the logic error, because you've already spotted the error.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, but that's only the...
And unfortunately, as I said, if you do gas for professionally, there was some good evidence out there, they cost money. The next language we're gonna look at is visual basis, which gives you total diagnostics. So basically, if you share with each other when you find some errors and everything, that may help get this accomplished. See if it goes on and gives you the next error. So try cleaning that up and then looking at the tools again and seeing if it gives you a hint for the next one. And compare them. You know, for example, if you look up what's different between these top two lines.
Oh, really?
I'm gonna start the reading, just because that could also be what's missing. I feel like this whole line is there, so.
And then every once in a while, test it to see if you can get any open. Yeah. No, you're just finding, there's one logic error, but it still is finding something I did wrong. But it's mainly looking like up here, I shouldn't have a slash there, I should have had equals on. So that's what you're looking for.
I'm trying to see if it's all right.
But I closed parentheses. That's a big one that I say this on all the time.
So you're getting something.
I am getting something. There are a couple of syntax terms down here.
Huh? You got it running? Very good. Superb. Now you're getting the right answer. You can get the logic error such that the answer makes sense. Because I think I did talk about that, about the rules of extra plus and then set up here. Yeah. Pardon me? What's Jesse got? Chrome? Yeah. Firefox, if you right click at the top and choose menu, then you get it. Firefox, you right click and you can get the tools. Chrome, you can get good tools too, or reasonable tools too. If you go to Chrome, it's more tools, and then developer tools, I believe. If you go to Chrome, you can go to more tools, and then developer tools.
Yep.
Hi. if you want to, really be funding and maybe help them a lot.
Yeah, I just. So now I'm just. So that's just on the budget.
And if you get one done, go on to number two. There's two debugging problems. So if you get one of them figured out, go on to the next one.
I feel like something here is, oh wait, do I have to do a plus or two?
Is that good? What is it called?
It's called if checker. Put the original text in one section and change text in another section.
Uh-huh.
Lets you write it actually figures out what was changed. So I can retrace missteps.
Good.
It's definitely the same. Yeah, I'm on the chat. I'm going to show up.
Right.
I'm not even getting it.
But you're not getting message. Take a look at why you're getting the word message as opposed to.
Oh, I see what you mean.
that's next stage.
Do you want it? I'm gonna highlight this one part of line. I'm trying to get rid of it.
As I said, if you finish the first one, move on to the second one. If you just go back to my site and just click on the problem, it opens in a web page. There it is in the web page. You always have to, all you have to do is just click on my problem and it opens in a web page. Click right there.
No, I mean, like, for this post, I can't open this up.
Oh, well, then save it under a different name. Maybe, and open it.
Did you copy it?
You got the code in Notepad? Just have to do a file, save as, and save it.
You go search, replace.
Oh, it's next to the type of parse code.
Yeah, you type it in like parse code and then replace it. That's gonna look good.
Okay, you've got it in Notepad.
Yeah.
You just say file, save as.
Yes. No.
That's the bigger.
It's not actually.
Okay, you on the first one or the second one?
Still the first one. Tells the browser.
Or take a look over there.
You should look at the price third.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know like the logic to it, but like, I don't know what it is.
You look at the price third.
So you can just put the math. Bring up the calculator and try the math.
A lot of errors.
Yes.
See, that's where I start to do something.
Now.
I don't think.
Is that working?
I got one bill.
Now on to number two. Questions, anyone?
Are you sure you're opening the file?
Oh, no, mine's working now.
Oh, okay.
It's yours.
I think so.
Just do the numbers we,
I thought it's working now, I feel like it makes sense.
What?
Oh, yeah, I got it.
What?
Go back and see here. It's past the 7-9.
So the buildings, you did it, you parsed it, super simple. Okay, so you do the parsed it, yes, parsed it. Because with the adding, you don't parse it before add. see whether multiple of those schools will provide those to her. Now try to see it. And you can see it on here.
I got one of them working. There's no rule like that. What the rule is, that affects the test.
Yeah.
So I did a greater than equal test. So if you're starting with zero, then you have to figure out you're going to get four times. So if you really want greater than or equal, you know, you've got to make the test go with where the starting point is.
So usually if it says equal, you also get more than
greater than or equal to is frequently start with one. When you change that.
So if you want to change that to this, that's when you can vote.
That's, yes. The count is less than that's one. So that's what you can have it either zero or one, but then it depends on how you do the test. And it's easy. If it goes up to 4, you say, oops, guess that's not exactly the way I wanted to do the test. So I changed it to 1, but you could have changed it in the condition too. You'll see a working version of them. The name of the program has the words WIZ in capital letters, WITHPROV, in the name. If you take out those 8 characters and hit enter again, bring up a working version of the program. So if you're stuck on one of the, on something, that brings up a working version, and you can compare the working version. I didn't want to tell you that until you've gone a ways into this, but we're now getting to the point that if you want to take a look, go ahead. Name of the program. I just clicked on it. This is the name of the program. It's got the WIZ PROV up there. If you take the WIZ PROV out and just have Price up the whole name and look at that, got the HTML, it's a working version.
Okay, so next time,
Wait, why is that?
Like, he's multiplying from 0 to 1, or 5, you're just gonna be both this level, you don't have to get points for that. Just count that on.
So just base rate, so you did the one difference, like 0 to 5, how about the days?
Play rate, that'll be enough.
Super, start with the big two.
I don't know, I'll, I'm looking over there, I'm gonna be next level.
I would be good, but, sweet.
Yeah.
Okay, has everybody got one done at least?
I got one.
Oh, my gosh.
I got a couple.
So earlier, Steve, can you come up with,
Fine, probably.
No, because I'll just, I've missed it.
It wasn't on the Monday class?
Yeah.
Or the Monday class, I thought.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there wasn't any Monday class. But Monday, I had to do something I wanted to do.
Alright.
Are you in the Monday class?
No, but that's what I was saying, because I didn't know we had to do that,
Yeah, I was here.
Okay.
Yeah, it was really tough thing to stop.
Yeah.
She wasn't, she was,
Okay, we're gonna stop now. My suggestion is that you, if you didn't get it done, that you keep playing with these. The quiz that is due, this Thursday, I said you could extend it a little bit, and that would be fine, but anybody that gets it in on time gets extra credit, okay? So I just want to comment on a few things here. On the first one, I had you doing prompts to take in a load of things. So I said, do a prompt to get the number first item, a prompt to get the number of the second item, a prompt to get a number of the third item. And if I wanted 10 items, I would have had to have 10 prompts there. And then I put price, and I would have had to have 10 prices there. It was easier to take and make it a loop. And in the loop, I can simply say, prompt and tell me the number of items. Prompt and tell me the price. Multiply them together and add them to the total. Then loop back and ask for another, how many? Ask for another price. Multiply them together, add them to the total. And that means that with the same amount of code here, I can process 100 different items without writing a whole mess of code because I'm doing it within the loop. And how many times the loop executes doesn't matter. But if I do it the way I did in problem one, if I added 100 items, I've got first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, all the way up to 100, okay? I'm gonna quit before I get there. And so a loop can frequently save you time and effort because you just take in the number of items, take in the price, multiply them together, and then add them to the total. And so you accumulate the total as you go along. Here I took in everything and then did the calculation. And as I hope you found out, my calculation was a little bit wrong. I had a plus sign in one place where I should have had a times sign because I should be multiplying first by first, and I had a plus sign so that I added them instead of multiplying them. Okay. So the loop made things easier. Okay? That's the main contrast between them. And then what you set up your count for and what you test go together. So I had the count set up at 0, which meant on the second one, which meant I went through it the 0th time, the first time, the second time, and the third time, which got me four times. If I change the count to one, which I did in the solution, then I got through the loop the first time, the second time, and the third time. Well, instead of changing the count, I could have changed the condition and not said that I want count to be less than or equal to three. I could just say less than. I can change it so that I go through the zeros, the first, and the second, which gets me three times. If I go through the zeroth time, the first time, and the second time, it gives me, so I could just say, I want count to be less than three, not equal. So I can change this to zero and less than three, or have one and less than or equal to three. So I had to adjust one of them. And which one you adjusted didn't make any difference, but I had to adjust one of them. Because the way I had it set up, you went through the loop four times. Okay? The other thing that I wanted to point out was down at the bottom, I had the BR and I had the message in quotes. And so you saw the word message. When I pulled it out and had the BR in quotes concatenated with message, that gives me the content of message as opposed to the word message. And in the second one, I did a multiplication here by 0.025, which got me the discount, not the amount that I had to pay. So I changed it back to 0.975. You can calculate the discount, but then you have to do a subtract to take the discount from the whole thing. Okay? But if you multiply by the 0.975, that is already taking the discount into effect. Questions? Does it make sense? Did you feel you got a little better at debugging? Yes? Good. Okay. So, I have too many things open here. Okay, what I want to look at next is in the programs, there is a set right at the bottom, and we'll look at arrays next week. But there's a set right at the bottom about guess number one, guess one game, multiple games, and I want to look at those three. Okay, so I'm going to start out and I'm saying guess number. So I've got a game that is simply that. I want to guess a number. Now, I cheated. And right up here at the top where you see the number, I'm telling you the number you're supposed to guess. Obviously, that wouldn't be there if I really wanted this to be a guessing game. So if I put in that one and say okay, it comes back and says you got it. Okay. If I come over here and run it again, and this time it says the magic number is a 4, I put in a 3, it comes in and tells me my guess is too low. But I do not have a game going on here because I have one guess. Okay. So, now I want to look at the code. So I'm doing a view page source, and there is the code. Okay, so here is the code that I have for this. First of all, I want to get a random number. And I want the random number to be 1 to 5, I decided. So I'm having them guess a number from 1 to 5. So this is the formula to get a random number. I go in and JavaScript has a bunch of functions. And one of them is the random function, and that gets a random number. And the other one is the floor function, and that means if it ends up being a decimal number, take the floor, take the whole number. So here I put in a 5 because I want a random number from 1 to 5. And actually I put in the 1 for that reason as well. Because right now I would get a random number, if I just went into random number times 5, I would get 0 number. I want to add 1 with to it so it starts at 1. So this gets me a random number from 1 to 5. If I put a 2 there instead of the 5, I get a random number 1 to 2. If I put a 25 there, I'll get a random number from 1 to 25. So that gets me a random number, okay? So then what I did is I said, document write that random number because I wanted to know what the answer was going to be so that I can put it out. So I said, now that I've got a random number, write it so that it would show up in the corner and I could tell what it was. Because otherwise, I can't test this program and see if it's correct if I don't know what the random number is. I have to test it, I have to know. And then I said, document write a blank line, and then I said, put up a prompt, enter your guess. And if the random number equals the guess, I said, you've got it. If the random number is greater than the guess, then I said your guess is too low, else I said your guess is too high. So I had 3 possibilities. Either it was a match, or it was too high, or it was too low. So in my if statement, I asked if they were equal. And if they are equal, then I wrote out a message that said, you got it. If they're not equal, I chose to ask if the random greater. I could have asked that question in any way. I could have said, is my guess greater? I could have said, is my guess less than? I could have said, is my guess whatever? Okay, I can ask the question in any way as long as I get across the point. Okay, so I'm asking if the random greater than the guess. And if the random is greater than the guess, then my guess is too low. So I'm putting out a message that says too low. If it's not, then my guess is too high. So I'm putting out a message that says high. So that's it. They get one guess. If they get it, terrific. If they don't get it, they don't get it. Okay? So that's not much worth much. So I'm going to make it more into a game by putting in a loop. Okay? So I'm going to go in here. And I'm going to put up a loop. So I'm going on to the next one that says one game. And now 3 is the right number, I know, because 3 is over at the side. I'm going to enter 1, and it says my guess is too low. I'm going to enter 5, and it says my guess is too high. I'm going to enter 3, and it says you got it. Okay? So it keeps playing until I get it. I keep getting to put in numbers until I get it. Okay, so now if I look at my code, okay, I have got, again, getting a random number. I wrote out the random number, and now I'm going into a loop because I want to do this over and over again. So I'm going into a loop. And this time I did a true while loop. I could have put the while up at the top and just did a while loop. But on this particular one, I did a do while. Because I know I always want them to go in once. I want them to go in once and make a guess. So a do while seems to work well. So when I got in here, I said, write a blank line, and then I said, ask them for their guess, and I got it. And then I said, if the guess is equal, you got it. Otherwise, is it greater? It's too low. Otherwise, it's too high. But the key is, when I came down here, and I want to continue and do it again, my while statement is, while the random number is not equal to my guess. So as long as the random number isn't equal to my guess, I'm going to go back up to the top and do it again. Okay. So on this one, if I look at my flowchart, and I'll do an entire one here, I have start, and then I say take in the variable, the random number. Then I do a document write-over, but that's because I'm cheating, so I'm not going to bother to put that in. And then I've got my loop, and I drop down in my loop, and I do a prompt. And I'm asking them to give the guess. And then I do what I just did. If it is equal, then I write out, got it. If it is not equal, if the random is greater than the guess, then I write out low. Otherwise, I write out high. And then the next thing is my check. So my check here is the random not equal to the guess? Is the random not equal to the guess? And if it's not equal, I'm going to go back and come in where I ask for a prompt for another guess. Okay? If it isn't, I'm done. I don't think I can write that up. Yeah. If it's a no, I'm done. Okay? Because if they're equal, I'm only going back if they're not equal. If they're equal, I'm done. So if they're not equal, I go back. And notice I go in at the point where that I get a prompt, which is the first thing, really, that I'm doing in the do loop. So I go back in there. I do not get another random number because I would drive them crazy if I kept changing the random number. Okay, then you never know what you're going to get. So I go in right above the prompt and have them again tell me their guess, and again I compare. And as long as the random number is not equal, okay, the random is not equal, yes. Then I go back up and I put up the prompt again. Okay. So by making a loop here, I can loop through and have them guess multiple times. Questions?
After the default on the yes side.
On the yes side, is what it kind of says there is R not equal to G. But since it was kind of hard to read, I just wrote it over here. RAN not equal yes.
No, I mean the top one, the equal sign.
Right there? This one is random equal yes.
Right, that's the right.
Oh, got it. Questions? Okay, so that gives me a game. But what if I want to play the game again? I'd have to re-bring it up. So there is a third way of doing this. And that is multiple games. So here the random number is 4. I'm going to enter 3, and it tells me it's too low. I'm going to enter 5. It tells me it's too high. I'm going to enter 1. It tells me it's too low. I'm finally going to enter 4, and it tells me I got it. And then it immediately comes back and says, do you want to play again, yes or no? So I'm going to type yes. Yes, I want to play again. And it brings up a 1. I'm going to enter a 1, and I got it. Do you want to play again, yes? And I'm going to enter a 4. Too high, 1, I got it. Do you want to play again? No. And I'm out of here. Okay. So this allows me to play the game as many times as I want to. So if I look at the source on this one, notice that I have 2 loops. I have a do loop within a do loop. So I have a loop within a loop. Okay. So on this one, I'm just going to start out and I have my variable, which is play again. So I set play again equal to a Y. And okay, that's my default. I set play again equal to a Y. And then I'm entering the loop, which means that this is the place that I'm going to come back in. That's entering the loop, so that's the place I'm coming back in. And what I do here is I get the random number. Okay, so I am getting the random number. And then I'm document writing it, but that's not really part of the logic. And then I drop down, and now I'm going into another loop. So between the 2 loops, the only thing I did was get the random number. And the reason for that is this outer loop is going to control the play again. The inner loop is going to be looking for a match to the guess. So the outer loop is for playing again. The inner loop is for guessing. Is for getting the right guess. But the outer loop is for do you want to play again? So now I'm in the inner loop and I need to prompt them for a guess. So so I'm prompting for a yes. Okay, I did a document writing or something too. And then I'm going to do what I've done in all of them, which is random equal to yes? If it is, then I put out got it. If not, is random greater than yes? And if it is, then I'm putting out the message low. Otherwise, I'm putting out the message high. So that's the if statement. And now the next thing I ask is, do we still want to stay in the loop, in the inner loop? Is the random not equal to yes? Not equal can be written as an explanation equal. If the random is not equal to the guess, then I want to go in the inner, I want to stay in the inner loop. I want to go back to the inner loop and get another guess and back to the inner loop and get another guess. I want to stay in the inner loop. If the answer is no, then I want to put up a prompt. And the prompt is going to ask for yes or no. Okay. If they entered a no, if it's not equal to a no, okay, that's going to say right in there, not equal to N. And we'll talk about that in a minute. If it's not equal to N, I come back in and I'm starting a new game, which means I want to get a new random number and then continue on. Okay, now why did I say not equal to N? I could have said, I wanted to test for Y. But I said it in this case, it is different from the other one that I've done. In this case, they have to type an N to quit. If they type anything other than an N, it will keep playing. Go ahead and try it. If they type anything other than an N, it will keep playing. Okay? In one that I did earlier this week, I think it was, they had to type Y or N, and if they typed a Y, it continued. If they typed anything other than a Y, it ended. This time I decided that I wanted them to have to overtly choose to quit by hitting the N. If they hit anything other than the N, they were going to get another game. Okay? So if it's not equal to an N, then I go back and play again. If they type an N, then we're out of here. But I made the choice of saying that I want the hit anything to mean they play again, as opposed to the hit anything mean that they quit. Okay? So I said if it's not equal to an N, go back. If it's equal to an N, then quit. Okay. Questions? Does that make sense? Somebody indicated either makes sense or doesn't make sense. Okay. If you have a question, ask. So I have two loops going on here. The inner loop is a 1-8. Then when the game is over, I say, do you want to play again? If they do, I go back to the outer loop, get a new random number, and start the inner loop again so that they can play another game. So the inner loop is the game. The outer loop is controlling repeating the game or not repeating. Questions? Okay, with 2 minutes to spare, we are done.